Hey guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. What an episode today. It's bonus episode, baby. The Adam Devine tour recap episode is here. Holy shit. The Weird Life tour. We went on it February 11th to March 4th. Myself, Zach Leonardo, Adam Devine, and Kyle Walsh. You know Kyle Walsh. He was on the last tour recap. Adam's assistant and tour manager for us. And then Zach Leonardo joined us, also a childhood friend of Adam and Kyle's. And Zach did the merch and just added his fucking flavorful personality. What a group, man. This was a fun recap. So many things, so many laughs. Just not enough time really to recap everything, but I think we did a really solid job of recapping this one, this experience, and really giving you guys an insight into what happened and what we did and how insane it was. So enjoy the hell out of this Adam Devine tour recap, Weird Life tour recap of the About Last Night podcast. And follow everybody on Instagram. Zach is at I Wish I Was Pizza. Kyle is Goons Squad, GOONSQUAD. And Adam is Andy Bovine on Instagram. I'm Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter. Adam Devine on Twitter. I'm not sure Zach and Kyle's Twitters, but they're all over Instagram. So hit them up on there. At ALN Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. AboutLastNightPodcast.com for all your ALN merch, shirts, and hats. We'll get those posters up soon, but get that merch, baby. Bring it to the shows. Speaking of live shows, I'm at the San Francisco Punchline. I was there last night, and I am there tomorrow and Saturday. Not doing tonight's show. Had to go back to LA for an event, but I will be there tomorrow and Saturday. Two shows. Go to AdamRayTV.com to get your tickets. Come see me, Sandy Danto, Avery Pearson, stand-up, improvised music, some special guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. Punchline Comedy Club tomorrow and Saturday. Get your tickets at AdamRayTV.com. Brad Williams is in Pasadena at the Ice House tomorrow and Saturday. Get your tickets at BradWilliamsComedy.com. And come see us live. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, oh, shit, next week, Return of the Mac. On Pop TV, myself, Joey McIntyre, January Jones, David Koechner, Joey Lawrence, Jamie Dembo, Katie Wee. Pop TV, April 12th, 8:30, Return of the Mac. You're going to love it. Check it out. Set your DVRs. All right? Now that we got the Twitter handles out of the way, the tour dates, the merch info, the Joey Mac show info, sit back, relax, and enjoy a very special bonus episode of the About Last Night podcast with Kyle Walsh, Zach Leonardo, Adam Devine, and me, Adam Ray. It's the Adam Devine Tour Recap episode. Here we go.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. It's about last night.
Fuck. Okay, now restart. And we're starting the podcast in
and
5, 4, 3, 2.
You ruined it.
Go ahead.
All right. Welcome to the second Adam Devine Tour recap episode.
Ow, ow.
Woo, woo. Hooray.
The first one was, well, you heard it. It was crazy. A lot of shit went down, but we flew everywhere. This one was a bus tour. Mm-hmm. Adam, I want you to explain to the viewers why you chose to do a bus on this one instead of fly.
Because I'm richer now.
Yep.
Yeah, so I could afford the bus.
Yep, we appreciate that.
Yeah, it was infinitely better.
You'd heard from people.
We looked a lot better. I feel like we made it to the end with less neck fat, and that was kind of a goal for me. More eye fat, weirdly.
Yeah.
Yeah, my eyes were...
Tons of eye fat.
Swollen eyes, definitely.
I picked up some solid eye fat in St. Louis.
Sunglasses were a must on that thing.
Who has been on a bus before?
No, none of us, right?
Slept on a bus?
Not that kind of bus.
Who was it that told you from the last tour that the bus was like the move? Was it a guy from the Black Keys?
Yeah, it was Pat, the drummer of the Black Keys, and he was telling me that we're insane for flying every day. Because on the last tour, we did 30 cities in like 32 days or something.
Yes.
And it was every day we were flying, every morning we were flying, and it kind of took away from how much fun the actual tour was.
Right.
But we found like solace in like going through the pain together, you know?
Yeah.
Like struggling through it was like a kind of an exciting thing that we had to pretend like we liked it.
Yes.
But the bus was infinitely better.
Well, yeah. I mean, not only for sleeping purposes, to be able to like, what, finish a show, stay up till 4 or 5, go to the hotel and sleep for 5 hours, and then just have all you have to do is wake up and go to a bus. Is the best.
And sleep more.
Yeah, just climb into your bunk and just pass out for like 5 more hours.
It's like, plus all the hookers and blow that was on the bus.
That didn't help.
Yeah.
The sleeping.
I know, I feel like we were such, like, I wish we were more rock stars. Like,
I know.
We had a great time, but it's us just eating turkey sandwiches and drinking vodka soda.
Smoking weed.
On a bus.
And playing 2K on one TV and watching Demolition Man on another TV.
That was amazing.
Hey, guys, we got a lot of Doritos left over from the green room.
Adam, I don't want to tell you how to run your podcast, but should you introduce everyone?
I was just about to.
Oh, you do a warm-up, and then you're getting people used to the voice.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay. Nice, okay. Yeah. You know what you're doing. Yeah. You know what you're doing.
I was waiting for Zachy to say more than, okay.
That's all I got. That's all I have right now.
That is Zach. Zach, say what up.
Hi.
Zach, what was your role in this tour?
I was the merch guy.
Yeah.
I was slinging tees.
Yeah, we didn't have that on the last one, and this was a crucial element to, not only did you bring the fun, but you brought the merch handles.
It was great.
The phone
some extra cash.
And the t-shirt gun. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Not only did the merch, was that like a dope extra element and extra cash for you, but like the t-shirt, I don't know whose idea the t-shirt gun was.
That was like right before we left, right? You're like, we should get a t-shirt cannon. And then Kyle's just, boom, we're getting a t-shirt cannon.
We overnighted one to Detroit
mm-hmm.
and then just had a lot of fun.
Did you buy it online?
Yeah. Shipped it in.
It was great.
Filled up the CO2. Ooh, mama.
Remember the first time you shot it, Kyle?
I remember the first time you shot it and you hit a light in Detroit.
All right, never be very shot careful. It before. Let's crank it all the way up and shoot straight up at that shiny thing.
The best part was going into all these venues, and when you'd pull out the t-shirt gun, there were so many venues that had like stories of someone getting like blasted in the face.
Yeah.
We couldn't do it in a lot of venues because like there was like 3 or 4 that
right in a row
that they were like absolutely not.
Yeah. Last time someone hit a chandelier, $800 worth of damage.
Yeah, and then what? That one person was like, and the guy was like, he hit a chandelier and
killed
35 people died. No, 35, it was 35.
Holy shit. Yeah. Never forget.
It's a better chandelier story if more people died.
Uh-huh.
I remember then we went out to, there was a school halfway through the tour that had a track at a college. Remember
you
the indoor?
A really nice voice.
You do, it's soothing. Thank you.
The indoor track.
I can't hear it sounds terrible.
And we were shooting.
Your voice sucks.
We were shooting. We were shooting the gun, and I shot Isaac in the back.
Oh yeah.
But I clipped.
Took my ear off.
I almost took Zach's. Like no joke, was one of those things where we were pumping it up as hard as we could, and then trying to shoot it to see like the maximum velocity a t-shirt could fly.
Smart.
And I was like,
whizzed right by my ear.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what would have happened.
I would have been one ear's after the rest of the tour.
And then that dude dunked over you at that same venue.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
That was incredible. This kid, by the way, that was after, I think that was a Butler.
Illinois
Wesleyan, yeah.
You said the teacher had a giant dick. Which one of you said that?
What?
Wait,
what?
Or the principal.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. No, The dean.
The dean showed
the
up. Never showed up to a comedy show. That was his first one. And I said something about, like, give it up for your dean being here. And everyone, like, made some noise. And then I go, a little unknown fact about your dean, huge cock.
I know. That
and
was such 12 a...
Place, ballsy move. Place went nuts. And then, like, I go, sir, say nothing if that's a correct fact. And he just obviously doesn't say anything. I go, and there you go.
Well,
and
he was, 6'7", too. He was a giant.
He was. Yeah, and then I went up to him to make a point to introduce myself and also just, cover,
grab his
not mic. Just my ass, but, the divine tour. And I was like, hey,
no,
man.
That's very much on brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went up to him and he was like, that was so great, man. Thanks for the shout out. And he was like, his wife was right there. And she's like, that was so great. I was like, Jesus.
She's like, it is.
She's walking all bow legged.
It hurts really bad.
It's ow. Yeah.
Well, if you would have said baby dick, you would have been a little upset.
For sure. You're complimenting the guy.
The weird part about this tour that next time I'll change it, it was all the shows, venues were all ages.
You don't
like
that?
There were no, because I mean, because I work pretty blue, and I'm like telling, I'm like telling jokes about blowjobs and shit. And then you look out and you see, like, I didn't notice till, like, halfway through the tour when, like, someone brought, like, 9-year-old girls to the meet and greet.
Yeah,
and
that,
like,
was weird.
Oh, they're too young to be here.
Whoa.
They were expecting Bumper to sing songs.
Yeah,
Bumper.
Exactly. They Bumper. Thought it was going to be Bumper Live. Pitch Perfect's Bumper
Please
Live.
Please stop stopping you.
Zach, where are you from?
Omaha, Nebraska.
Hell yeah.
Go Big Red.
Mm-hmm.
So you...
Yeah, Zach and I and Kyle all grew up together, and we met... Well, Kyle and I knew each other since middle school.
That's right.
And then Z-Man over there, we met in high school.
Yeah, study hall. He used to go to my house, too, and call me out of school pretending to be my mother.
Yeah.
And what? It worked for years.
Yeah, I would go to Zach's house and call him out of school pretending I could do a good Lori Leonardo.
And the attendance lady was, like, lived two houses away, so Lori. She knew my mother very well. Like, she knew her voice, too.
And she never questioned it.
No, never.
No. What were your excuses?
Like dentist appointment. Yeah.
Just normal. Okay, so normal shit.
Diarrhea.
I'm like, damn, Zach's got fucked up teeth.
Yeah. Constantly needing canals of the root fashion. Wait, so, okay, middle school and then high school, and then.
There was a lot of prolapsed anus. I'm like, his anus is prolapsed.
He's got his butthole's bleeding.
Nobody knows how to handle bleeding anus. Yeah. Like, they're just like just
no matter,
pull him out.
If you say prolapsed anus, they're like, take a week.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
I'll look up other schools for you.
I couldn't imagine having my butthole be the sunken place.
Every time someone taps a teacup, your butthole.
Yeah, your butthole is fully...
Be a terrible place to
sinks
be.
In on itself.
When did you and Kyle come out here to LA?
I came out a year after Adam, so 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Adam called me and I was actually at a party drunk and he's like, "You should move to California. It's great out here."
I was also at a party drunk and we were both in our respective parties in the bathrooms trying to talk to each other. But very drunk 18-year-old kids just screaming about,
"I love you, bro."
Yeah,
a lot of that.
You got to get out of here.
I'm like, "Dude, California, the weed's so good."
It was what was your pitch?
It was all about how good the weed is.
Cuz you'd only been here a year, so your pitch was
That time I had been out here a few months.
Okay.
And then he moved out the following year. It was like, the girls are so hot and they're down. They weren't. They weren't.
Oh, they're terrified.
Yeah. But you have to say that. Yeah.
Well, they come up to you. They might have been. It's just we wouldn't talk to them. We'd be like, "Look at that hot ass chick. You want to go play foosball?" Should we go play NBA Street?
Yeah.
Good pull. Yeah.
Stop them. You can barely hope to contain them.
Oh, damn, remember that
Can't
one.
Buy a bucket.
Oh, my God. And then, Walshy, you came out here when?
He's insane! It's been 7 years now.
Right.
Yeah. So they were just starting to shoot season one Workaholics.
Mm-hmm.
That was when Kyle was fat, too. That was the best Kyle.
Well, not before that. Yeah, right before that. Big fat dude.
So awesome.
How fat are you now compared to then?
Compared to then, I'm still about 30 pounds.
Let's put that 30 on. Let's get you back there.
30
you were so much
pounds.
Happier than
I was jovial.
I know. You
I laugh
do seem
more.
That there is a sadness in your soul.
I see it deep in your eye.
Yeah. There is something weird going on. We're going to get to the bottom of that.
What
off,
is it?
Off air.
Show
off
me
air.
The doll where he touched you. Oh.
You don't want to know.
We do want to know, though.
Yeah, something. You could tell it's too real for the podcast.
Butthole.
Oh, that's okay. Your sunken place?
He touched me in my sunken place.
One thing we should start off mentioning is getting on the bus, first of all, like, there's a lot of first impressions, right? Like, you scout out the bunk. Like, we all just kind of gravitated towards one. Ad took the back. Which you had trouble sleeping on for a little bit, right? Like,
yeah, well, the
bus shakes a lot.
For people that haven't been on a tour bus, most people, it's like a little hangout area, like living room area with TVs, like little kitchen area, little bench area. And then you go through a door and it's six bunks, like bunks, that are facing parallel to the bus.
Right.
And then in the back, there's a room where I stayed. And it was great because I had my own room, but the bus was sideways. It was horizontal to the bus. And I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep.
I remember
every time.
So upset every morning.
I remember you would walk back there being like, "Later, bitches. Like, I got the master suite." And then next morning, you're like, "I hate this room." I didn't sleep at all. We were all like, "Fuck
yes." Yeah, you guys would just rock to sleep perfectly.
It was amazing.
Because every time he would like gently tap on the brakes, I thought I was going to fly through the wall.
Jesus.
I mean, that first night I laid down, I definitely thought that this is how Cliff Burton died in Metallica.
Chuck, that thought crossed my mind a lot.
His,
being on a top bunk,
our
too.
Lives were in his hands. And Chuck was the best.
And yeah, Charlie, you're speaking about our driver.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, let's Charlie. No, perfect segue.
I'm so sorry.
So our bus driver, which, by the way, like you, I didn't anticipate going in, assume that, like, your bus driver is an integral part of this tour. Like, we're going to get to know him. Like, maybe, you know, as well as you can for something like that. But, like, he's the one you're trusting with your life, and he's trusting
he's
you
going
to...
going to be my child's godfather.
I think that would be
He'd be a great. He would be a great...
He'll circumcise my daughter. And, yes, I'm circumcising my daughter. His name is Charlie, right? And we get on... And how would you describe physically Charlie?
A little...
The opposite of us, kind of, in a way.
5'7", 5'8". Goatee,
like a trucker guy,
cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Forearm tattoos.
He wore his boots.
Trucker voice. Kind of just talks like
these libtards, you know.
Kind of doesn't open his mouth all the way when he talks. Kind of everything comes through like the bottom lip.
Yeah,
hits the top lip and just makes its way to your eardrums. And so his name is Charlie. And we get on the bus and we're all like greeting him, like, you know, just so pumped for the first, the first thing.
High.
And he was very like, "What's up, guys? What's up?" And then I go, and he said, "Charlie." And then I think I said something along the lines of like, "Hey, Chuck, where can we put the booze or whatever?" And he says verbatim, "Well, first of all, you call me Chuck one more time, we're gonna have a fucking problem." And then we all laughed. Oh. But then there was this underlying like truth to that where it was like, you guys all looked at me like, "Oh shit, I hope you say it again because I want to see what he does to you." But then you get to know him and you're like, he's a teddy bear.
Yeah, he is. He swung just hates on the nature. That would be amazing. Like day two, gets in a fight with Chuck, Charlie. Yeah.
Then remember, at like 2 weeks in, he goes, "I was wearing those Jewish dreidel sweatpants," and he goes, "I like them colors." He goes, "Where'd you get those?" And I was like, "I can't remember." He goes, "What, you got a name for him or something?" I go, "I call him Chuck Pants." But that was 2 weeks in, and he laughed it off. You know,
that's good.
Yeah. But that time he had nicknames for all you guys.
And what a weird slam! I call them Chuck Pants.
Yeah, I call them Chuck Pants.
And then you guys all freaked out like that. That was a genius line. Call him Chuck Pants.
I was just looking for a way to involve him.
Yeah.
But he
next Seinfeld over here. What a word. What a word.
He and Chuck's history, drove for Miranda Lambert for 15 years? He was like her go-to.
Yeah.
So that was impressive. I think that's why you signed him up, right? You wanted Miranda Lambert's go-to.
Well,
that was a
until
weird
you
pull.
Said it, I thought her name is Marina. So...
Marina,
I'm glad you said it.
Marinade
first.
Or marinade?
Adam just goes to Isaac.
Marina Lambert.
Adam goes to Isaac. We need Marina Lambert. Get me Marina Lambert.
Oh shit!
In a Marina.
Wait a minute. Now I'm thinking we did get Marina Lambert's driver, and Miranda was
she just
Chuck's
goes from
brother.
Marina to Marina. She sings in and around boats.
Did you meet him or talk
Ocean
to him?
Ocean Country.
Who's who sets you up with him though? Is it just the tour bus company?
Just the company, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have profiles too. You can read and see pictures about how long they work for the company too. And we're trying to find them. I wonder what he's gonna look like.
The day before, we were
have a mustache.
Real. We were looking at photos of the bus, and we were looking.
Oh, that's when that's when we gave each other the nicknames. That Kyle was a stinky pinky,
stinky pinky, and Zach's grumpy.
Uh huh.
Go take a grumpy.
Yeah, and mine was Adam Devine.
Adam. Oh yeah.
All right, so Chuck driving. We can. There's more Chuck. Yeah. And by the way, we are concluding this podcast with a phone call to Chuck. Mm-hmm. He has confirmed he will accept
Please call him Charlie.
What's that?
Please call him Charlie.
I will. I will.
Phone, though. I say we let him have it. Let's all turn on him.
Ooh, he
fuck
knows
you, Chuck.
Oh man, he has a return address. I'm gonna mail him.
I'm
something.
Just kidding, Chuck.
That was right after one of the very first.
Get close to that mic when you talk. There
okay,
you go, Zachy.
That better.
There you go. Yeah.
One of the first shows. After the show, we got back to the bus. We were so excited. We were playing Metallica and
chugging
little
fire.
Known fact
was this up for the first
Adam,
show in Detroit?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Adam
Fillmore Theater.
Adam Ray isn't much of a metal guy at all. His musical tastes are very yacht rocky.
Yeah. I'm into everything, but
mostly yacht rocky.
Sure. What is that?
Yacht rocky?
Yeah.
It's like the bad dumb music that you like.
Sure.
Yeah. 80s
Sure, I like 80s, I like 90s.
Yeah.
I like 70s, I like 60s.
Take on me.
I like some rap.
Some rap.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite new rapper?
Chance, because of Bonnaroo.
All right.
Damn it, he pulled that one out.
Are you kidding me? I thought I was going to... I know. If he didn't know... Chance because of
what if I was like Lance the Clapper?
He would have gone. Nelly, Ludacris is my favorite new rapper.
No way, dude.
Yeah. No. Well. Anyways, so we.
Also, who's the guy in the jersey that sang at Bonnaroo?
In the jersey.
The guy in the jersey.
Yeah, the guy in the Charlotte Hornets jersey. Everyone freaked out on his name was like. I don't know, Alfonso Ribeiro. Who was the guy? He was in No, he was other than Chance. There was another K Swiss or something. K Dog. What was his name?
You're talking about
just kind of
Jermaine guessing. Something. He wore a jersey.
Wow. You're talking about
J. Cole?
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Also dope.
But you definitely don't know who that is. You called him K-Swiss.
Well, maybe something for him to think about.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. So not a metalhead.
Yeah, K-Swiss. Not a metalhead. We're playing Metallica, and it was, give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which that is ooh, yeah. And we were all singing it together.
Fireball shots.
And, just passing around a bottle. Right, yeah,
just as bus boys do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm filming it, and I turn the camera to Adam, and...
Do you have the video? Can you play the audio?
Ooh, yeah. Oh, like, he didn't know. Ooh, yeah.
By the way, it was so hard of me wanting to, I could feel you panning the phone to me, and I was like, all right, man, fucking participate
Game
time.
On, baby.
Game on, baby. And I went for it the opposite direction.
No, you nailed it.
Yeah, thanks,
Ooh,
man.
Yeah. give me fuel, give me fire.
That was Detroit. That was the Fillmore.
Detroit.
That was the first show of the tour. That was fucking incredible, right?
That theater was great.
Epic theater, been around, I think, since
1800.
Show was killer. And then we went to the bowling bar that night. Yeah. Well, we went to one spot that was like a 3-level bar, but it was so chaotic. And then we were standing under a TV, and the Allstate commercials were playing.
Oh, shit.
And that was crazy. And then people were like looking at the TV and then looking down. And I literally saw some people like do that cartoony wipe your eyes, like,
I know. I was standing directly underneath a TV that had my big fat dumb face on it.
Dude, the weirdest, I walked into a Best Buy one time. And you were all over every Best Buy TV for the Best Buy commercial. In Best Buy.
It's Inception.
The weirdest. Yeah,
yeah,
it was
I feel
weird.
Like the people that were I would get tweets of people that work at Best Buy, and they're like, "Dude, I like hate your guts now."
Sorry. So then we went to that bowling bar, which was dope, and this is one of the things that's cool. Just I think on a whole from the tour, like whether we went to an arcade bar in Des Moines or was this it?
Oh. No, that's nope. I can't find it. So
okay.
Fuck.
It happened.
It did happen. I will find it. You know
it
what?
Was I'm gonna put
I'm gonna put the audio of that in at the end of this podcast. Yeah. That'll be the sound bite that you hear after the outro song.
I love that.
Oh yeah.
That should actually. If I had a production company, that would be the little like musical sound bite.
That'd be great.
Yes.
Ooh yeah, Productions.
Busboy
Productions.
Bus Boys.
There it is. One of the things I think that is dope that, and I don't know how long you've been experiencing this, but when we go to any place, right, like that arcade bar in particular, where people fan out but are cool, but then we can kind of, and this is a blessing and a curse, stay wherever for whenever, right? Within reason, like at a bar.
Yeah.
And so that is incredible because they're taking care of you, and then also, like, there's really, they're putting it on us to be like, when you leave, we will leave. Which sometimes, I guess, you know.
I'm sure that there's some assistant managers like, get the fuck out of here, you drunks.
I don't know. They all seem so, even some of like the older managers were like, you could tell we're trying to be really pro. And then finally when like the crowd would clear out, they were like, fucking love fucking Modern Family, dog. And you're like, how old are you? Fucking 42, dude. I fucking love that shit, dude.
The Manny, dude. Manny returns, man. Pitch it.
So Detroit was the first show, and how did you feel just doing that first show? Like you did a handful of shows in LA before that, but remember the last tour we went out for a couple weeks.
It felt great, getting back into the swing of things. And that first show was awesome because it ended with that dude proposing to his girlfriend.
Yes,
right. Yeah. Kick it off
And
you remember how crazy
oh,
she
tell
was
that story.
Too?
That was incredible.
Well, he texted. Well, he
got a hold of through management. He contacted Isaac and Katie.
Oh, really? He contacted my manager, right. And then they called us. And right before the show, Zach was like, "Hey, that dude, like, did you want to do that?" And I'm like, "It was like you were already on stage." I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely. I totally spaced on it. Let's do it." And so we texted him, and I'm like, "I'll look down at the end, kind of give me a nod if you still want to do it." Because, you know, you would hate for him to get cold feet.
Yes.
And then you call him on stage.
Oh, dude. It
would be the worst. That,
I mean.
Or it might be the funniest end to a comedy show of all time. But he didn't. Still loved her and crawled on stage and then...
Remember how like she was the like mega mega fan?
She was diehard. She was. It was almost like I thought he was going to be like, "Yo, like I'm want to marry you, but like real quick, if you want to suck his dick, that's cool too." Yeah. Like he was that. He knew she was like. He was like, "I want to do what makes you happy, and if getting married is that cool, but if it's also blowing him right now, that's cool too."
It'd have been really tough if you actually proposed to her before he. Yeah. Did. Fuck you, motherfucker!
I just ruined his proposal. Uh-huh.
Just $1 him, yeah. Price is Right style.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So she was freaking out, and then he did, and he said some sweet shit, and then what did you do? You said something. When he said yes, you say like they're never gonna die. You said something at the.
I'm sure it was so funny.
I think it was like.
I
super,
bet it was the funniest shit.
Yeah, blogs were blogging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet it was so good.
Yeah.
Would
and
you?
Then we wrapped up the tour. Basically, I gotta shit again.
Do you? Really? You can bounce out if you need to. We can talk. We can move on to the next city.
We'll just move into the bathroom.
Well, the next city, actually, you can't leave until you talk about the city, because the next city was Illinois, and that's when. You can poop right here if you need to.
I just did. well, where do we go next?
Illinois.
Bloomington, Illinois.
I don't remember that one.
Okay, well, that was a...
Illinois Wesleyan,
and then that's where we met my buddy who ran that brewery, and we went to that tiny brewery, where basically we're like... And again, in every city we go to, we were always down to go do something, and it was like, whether it was Salt Lake City and a bluegrass bar, it was like we would ask people around, usually it's security guards or people that ran the venue would be like, "Yo, this place is cool, we can take you there, we can walk you in, whatever."
Well, that's the coolest part about being on tours. You do shit that you normally would never do. Like, we were in Aspen, and we go to, like, this weird underground nightclub. And it, which was crazy.
That place was out of
and then the
control.
Next day.
It felt like, what did you say? It was like it a was Japanese like, train.
Yeah, they were smuggling us to be the sex,
it felt like that.
Slaves.
Yeah.
We were in a submarine.
If you let yourself get drunk enough, it was like, "Oh, yeah, you said we were on a Japanese sex train."
Uh-huh.
That was weird. You said it really loud and people looked at us, but it was also true.
I was screaming and I was trying to tell them to leave. Get out of here!
Run for your life!
Save yourself,
the
Quan!
The next day we went to that, like, bluegrass band. Yeah. Like, you know, the most random shit ever.
But that brewery, my buddy owned that, you know, they quit their jobs and his buddy, like, started this space and had, like, this legit brewery, White Oak Brewery, and we sat there at the bar and they, like, got us, remember there was, like, coffee beer and, like, vanilla beer and it was fucking
they
delicious.
They also didn't tell me that it's, like,
no. That's the first thing he says. I'll give you the lightest one on the board. It's 7.2. And I was like...
Percent alcohol.
Yeah,
well,
I was like,
didn't
oh, this
let
is,
me know that.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have cared.
I don't think I've ever seen you so drunk until the next night. But that night, I remember I look over at one point and one of the guys who was there, and there was some friend of yours from back in the day who was there.
Yeah, it was
from
Omaha. Yeah, one of my Waterloo, Iowa.
Okay,
one of my dad's best friend's kid.
Right.
So I like kind of grew up with him.
And it was great because it was like the classic old school catch up where he was like, "So you're fucking doing it, man. You are fucking." And then at one point you guys hugged, and there was a moment, I have a picture of it too, where it's like, you where you guys realized you had the same birthday.
Oh, right.
And like it was like somebody
it wasn't that
was
wasn't
a, it was, that, a, different it was a different dude.
Different dude.
Yeah. But you and that guy had the same birthday, and literally it was like, I've never seen a human being so surprised and excited at the same time.
Well, it wasn't the same birthday, it was the same birthday, same day exactly. We're exactly the same age.
Gotcha.
So you don't meet many people that are also
that is crazy.
Exactly your age.
Yes. Born on the same day.
Born on the same day.
In the same hospital.
In the same hospital on the same hour.
Really?
I made that other part up, but it could. I don't know.
Out of the same vagina.
Details. Yeah. We didn't get into details about that stuff.
You guys were too busy falling in love with a cat.
Oh, my God.
you
guys
Adam.
Totally adopted that
oh
cat.
Oh, my God.
Own.
We were like, we were Illinois' newest gay couple adopting a cat.
You got a cat to see
by the way,
ready for a kid.
I'll go on record saying I hate cats.
That picture just proves it.
You don't need to.
I also don't love cats, but we got so drunk that there's this like
kitten
homeless cat that's wandering through this warehouse where we're drinking beer, and you could tell it has cat AIDS. It's like it's real skinny.
Has a drinking problem.
Yeah, heroin needle just hanging off of it.
Constantly stealing from the brewery.
Yeah, selling the furniture.
Selling the furniture to other breweries.
But for weirdly, me and Adam were like, look at this beautiful cat, and the cat like loved us and was crawling.
It gravitated
to
us.
Yeah,
no one else pets it, man. No one else.
Fuck you, Walt.
So we got a lot of weird random photos that like these guys are just taking photos of us like gently caressing this cat, which I didn't really remember doing it until I saw the photos. I'm like, oh yeah, I did love that cat. And 3 minutes later I found out that this guy had my same birthday and I lost my fucking mind.
Oh, alcohol's great.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then where we go, guys.
And then let's keep moving. We got about 40 minutes left.
Then we had a day off, right?
No, then we went to Indiana.
Indianapolis, yes.
Indianapolis.
Same thing.
And we had a day off. And we were like, oh, well, what are we going to do on a day off? Because there's no NBA basketball games going on right now.
Isaac.
Oh, liar.
Our manager, Isaac.
I checked all the cities, like...
Yeah.
He was like,
I'm like, oh, what should we do for our day off? Like, it'd be nice if there was some NBA basketball games.
By the way, we're in a big city, a downtown city where there's a lot going on. But, like, we're all huge basketball fans, sports fans. So if there's anything like that, it's like you want to take advantage.
Isaac goes, no, I checked every time that you had a day off. And it's like, it fucking sucks because I know that you would love that shit. But, like, there's nothing. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I
trust him.
We're downtown. I see a guy in a Pacers shirt. And I'm like... Like, we are in Indianapolis, so he could just be wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm going to check. And, of course, there's a game in, like, a half hour.
Playing the Spurs.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Hopefully the venue's not a half hour away. The venue was next door.
Yeah.
It was, like,
literally.
A three-minute walk. And then we got, like, awesome.
You got us dope
seats. Great seats. And they let me shoot the T-shirt gun. And you look, the video shows my excitement. Like, I look like a 9-year-old boy who opened a T-shirt gun for Christmas. Yeah.
Well, there was a moment, too, when you ran onto the court and you started shooting the gun, and the crowd, like, I mean, fuck, it's in the, like, I don't know how many celebs, I'm probably assuming Denzel's not showing up and then going out on the court to shoot a T-shirt cannon. Anybody famous?
Well, I mean, thank you. I'm not Denzel.
Not with that attitude.
We gotta get me right. It's Seth Green.
Okay. Seth Green would never. Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, you know, they cut to you, you know, usually sitting, and then people go, yo, that's crazy that he's in our city. But you're on the court for your first shot on the big screen. So everyone went nuts. And then you shot the T-shirts. And then when you ran out of T-shirts, this is my favorite thing, I think. I think, hey, man, you've been in movies. You've been on TV. You sold out stand-up tours. When you fucking realized you ran out of T-shirts, and then still they were playing music, and you're, like, in the middle of the court, and people were cheering. So you're like, I have to keep entertaining. So you fucking start doing male cheerleader skips and putting your hands together, like, and let's keep the party going.
Yeah.
Let's get it up. Let's go.
Pacers.
That was the best pep rally ever. It was so juiced.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I think that was a career peak. That was awesome, man.
There were NASCAR guys there, too, that were fucking...
No, they weren't NASCAR. They were Formula One.
What's the difference?
Formula One, it's... like way doper.
Oh shit!
And it's like more curvy. Like,
oh,
the,
cool.
And it's worldwide. Worldwide.
Gotcha.
It's worldwide. It's curvy. The bendies, more bendies and curvies. It's not. You don't always go in a circle.
Fuck.
Yeah. So dang. And a different car. What other cities?
We went to St. Louis. All right, this is one of my favorite cities to talk about. You guys good for another 2025?
Mm-hmm.
Good. St. Louis, great show. Pageant Theater, remember that?
What's going on, Kyle? He's looking nervous.
No, I just have the tongue thing. No, I just
oh, you got the tour, yeah. St. Louis is next, right?
Yeah, I just...
So St. Louis was a great show. There was like two levels. It was a old... That theater was also like 1900s, right? And a lot of these theaters have...
St. Louis was a newer theater.
Yeah.
The Pageant.
St. Louis was a brand new theater.
It was like a 1,000 seat that stacked one.
But that guy had pictures, remember, in the green room of him with like every artist that had been there?
Oh, and he had the...
Remember, it was like Polaroid pictures.
Yeah, like Hawaiian shirts, yes, too, and yes, awesome dad shorts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's one thing that was also really cool about some of these venues, where it was like, oh, you've played in the same place now that, like, you know...
Denzel?
K-Swiss has played. What's that?
Ooh, yeah, Denzel? K-Swiss has played.
So then we do the show. It's great. And this was one of the... Again, finish the show. What are we going to go do? Somebody goes, there's a casino about 20 miles from here. So we're like, fuck yeah.
It wasn't 20 miles. It was like right across the right river. Across the river.
Is it that close?
Yeah.
So we go
really
to that.
Really close. 5-minute Uber ride.
So we go to this close casino. I like how I was like, it was so far away, but we said fuck it.
Yeah, we said fuck it. And you were like, it's this old classic historic theater built in 1998.
Hey, this is why there's four of us here. Yeah. I didn't want to do this podcast by myself because everything would be inaccurate. So we sit down and there was a weird style of blackjack. Zach, do you remember what it was called?
No clue.
But remember the game? It was different. It was like,
yeah,
you could
switch. You could switch.
That's what it was.
You got two hands, right? And then you could switch it, the top card.
Yeah, yeah, so that seemed appealing. So we're like, fuck yeah, let's sit down with some cash. And hey, sometimes you sit down at a table and it's just you. And then there's a couple... citizens of the local area, and there was one dude at the end of the table, and I don't know this dude's name, unfortunately, but let's call him fucking Bradley Watson for the sake of he seemed like he's just a piece of shit white dude with a Jim Carrey Dumb and Dumber haircut. And you know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, there might be some shit going on in his life, but I've never seen a dude.
I mean, obviously shit was going on in his life.
He was a welder.
So he sits down and he seemed okay at first, and then he recognizes Ad and starts, he just stares at you, right? That was his opening.
Well, no, he goes, how the fuck do I know you? And I'm like, whoa. Hey, man. And like, you say it like that, I don't want to explain.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be like, oh, may I am an actor. Maybe you know. One, that's just annoying to do, period.
Yes.
And two, when someone is that aggressive out the gate, you just want to ignore it and go like, I don't know.
You saw me in two Burlington Coat Factory commercials. Nice to see you.
Yeah. I wish. Day straight pay.
So he freaks out.
Yeah, he was like wildly rude and weird and
bipolar.
Really,
he loved
dark.
Your jacket too, right?
Yeah. Well, he was like,
remember, he
only people watch TV. People watch TV. They're sheeps, man. He's like whispering in my ear all this shit
before he found out he was because he knew he recognized you from TV.
Yeah, he's like, TV man, they're all sheeps. Comedy. Comics are faggots. Like, what?
Yeah, under his breath, and we were like, wait, what? And then he goes, oh, did you not hear me? Comedy's for faggots, TV's for retards. We're like, we didn't ask for the second one, man. Yeah. Jesus. And these are two very aggressive stances on entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, and then he goes, he's talking, I'm like wearing a leather jacket, and he goes, hey, where do I get a nice leather jacket like you? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, is like a Nordstrom's or something? Like, you can just go online and like go to like Barneys.com. I don't know. Like, I don't go shopping in St. Louis. Like, go on the internet. And he's like, oh, that's the advice? You think I'm fucking poor, bro? I got money, dude.
You think I'm some kind of jack off?
Yeah, he kept saying that.
You think I'm some kind of jack off?
He was assuming we sat down being like, jack off alert. He's like, no, dude.
That's in your head, man. Yeah. That's not us.
And then he obviously thinks he's a jack off and is always worried.
Having to defend that claim. Yeah.
His position in society.
And he also wanted to shampoo the fuck out of his
hair. What did he say to you? It was like,
no homo, but I want to take you upstairs and shampoo your hair. I was like, let's fucking do it, man.
P.S. homo. By the way, you can't. Walshy and Zachy have beautiful hair, so it's like, you know, that's a constant compliment. But like,
thank you.
I hadn't seen a dude straight up being like taking that compliment and also being like, "Yo, I would love to feel it, wash it, get it clean for you."
Massage that scalp, baby. Tickle the spine.
What do you want? I got you. Keep talking. Talk
tickle
about the
twine. Crazy guy. So yeah, he.
He had a truck. He was all proud of his truck too. He's like, yeah, I got my brand new truck. I got money.
I got money. You think I'm a jack off? No, dude. No one thinks you're a jack off.
I kind of do.
Yeah, well, now I do.
Yeah, I mean, he's a jack off.
Yeah.
And we finally left that dude. Right when we got up to left, somebody said something to him.
No, he basically called Adam out. Like, Adam, we all had one, and Adam tipped the dealer like a good amount. And he goes, and he got all petty. He's like, well, you make all that money, you can't even tip him out. And I ended up going, fuck you, what the fuck? And then Adam went off on him. Finally, we had to shut this dude up.
Yeah.
And then the pit boss came over. They're like, are you leaving because of him? We were like, well, yeah.
He hurt
our
feelings.
She was like, no, no, no. We're out of here. This is insane. He hurt my feelings, and he's going to rape my friend.
He never shampooed my hair. Still waiting for that. I'm going to wake up one day in the bathtub and he's just shampooing my hair. Oh, this is lovely.
Then we go to Des Moines, Iowa, and that was where the arcade bar was. And that was...
It was a lot of my family came.
So much family,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I thought Des Moines was after Madison, because I was... Right?
Yeah, Madison was before Des Moines.
Madison was next.
Yeah, because that's where
Kirksville,
I blacked out.
Madison, Des Moines. Yeah.
Madison was rough.
Kirksville was the college.
Right.
Yeah, okay. What happened there?
Nothing.
The colleges were... Well, we
went out. It was at Truman State, right? Yeah, that was... That was a small town.
Some of the cities college. We would go into during the day and then go back to the bus and just live our lives on the bus that night. Because that was one thing, too, that you could pop the bus out. So
make
it became.
It dope.
Yeah.
So
Charlie made it dope.
Make
a
it
lot.
Dope, Charlie. It's dope.
It just gave it extra space, more space to dance. By the way, what city did you get fixated on Whitney Houston's?
Detroit. It was night one.
Was it really?
Yeah.
You want to find that song?
Me. I was like, what song? Because I wanted to shoot a video of me getting ready for the first show.
Yes.
Like, getting comically, ready and, like, blow-drying my hair or whatever. I don't know. I'm like, just being a dork. And I'm like, what is the perfect song to do that to? And obviously, it's...
I love that your Rolodex went straight to that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like we're back
turned
on the
into
bus.
Our t-shirt cannon.
Norm, can you get video of this? Oh.
Pre-show.
I mean, it's
no matter if you
wiggling.
Are like a full-on metalhead or you like punk or you're hardcore deep into rap, this will touch your soul. This is pop music at its finest.
Get a Whitney.
Oh, Whitney.
And Whitney's kind of edgy.
Yeah.
She fucking OD'd in a bathtub because she partied so
that's
hard.
Rock and roll,
dude.
That's rock and roll, man.
She's the original bus boys.
Yeah.
Damn.
OG is buzzed.
That's some amazing shit.
Yeah, it just kind of became the theme song.
It really was. It was great. And then we'd be on the bus and you would take a sweet, sweet Instagram story and be like, just celebrating post show. And you see in the background.
Adam Ray doing cool kicks and splits.
Oh, dude, I got that. I would do that jump kick and then I would bring it back.
Yeah, that was a good move, man.
Yeah, thank you.
I also feel like it really put into perspective like how we party on the bus.
Yeah.
I think it put our girlfriends at ease.
Yeah.
Going like, oh, they're listening to Whitney Houston and dancing with all their dude friends on a tour bus.
Post show.
Yeah, just chugging Fireball.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they the girls?
Yeah. We rage.
Yeah.
Des Moines had a ton of fame. Wait, Wisconsin, by the way. That
Madison
was
on a Friday.
Warfield.
Holy shit.
Madison went.
I'd never been to that city, but apparently it's a huge party city. The school was right there. The theater was epic. The Orpheum.
No, yeah. I blacked out there. That's where I blacked out.
Oh, yeah. We had to save you.
What?
Yeah. Were you not there?
He was at the. He kept taking all the shots that everyone kept offering at.
Oh, yeah.
That was the night Zach found out you don't take all the
no,
shots.
No, you don't. Fuck, that was heavy.
Wait, so you were at the arcade bar, though, weren't you? Yeah, because we all.
No,
that
the
was
arcade
at,
bar was.
Oh, that was Des Moines. That was next night. Wait, where?
We went to the Punch Bowl.
Oh,
Durr's recommendation.
Yeah,
and I was just drinking from strangers' drinks afterwards, too. They had giant bowls filled with just sugar water and liquor. And
oh, that was an upstairs bar. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And then everyone kept buying Adam shots, and he's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, I got this. I guess
dude,
I just handled it.
I made that mistake on the first tour.
I think everybody makes that mistake.
Where you're like, I'm going to save my buddy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, I have a liver that can't take everything.
Well, the thing is like, when you're given shots all the time, which happens to me, which is awesome. I love it. You know, it's so cool that people want to buy me drinks and shit. But you are drinking, you're ordering the amount of drinks that you want to drink.
Yeah.
And then someone gives you a shot or two. You can handle a few more shots on top of what you were already drinking. But once it gets to, like, shot 6, 7, and 8, like, that's when you're going off the fucking rails.
Yeah.
And I've learned now, like, you could take one or two, but you can't go – don't go on to 3.
No.
That's why you got Zach.
And well, yeah, or that, 7, you know?
Yeah,
just
and
keep
Zach,
going.
Zach kept going to 6 or 7.
But people are so, like, adorably persuasive where, like, they really, like, will try to tug. I've seen, like, grown men look at Adam and be like, dude, it would really mean a lot if you took this shot. Like, and you're like, dude, are you going to cry? Yeah. Like, what needs to happen here? And he's like, I just love you so much, dude. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah,
then, or they just get
come here, baby.
Or they just get super pissed.
Yeah. Like,
fine, fuck you.
Is that happening?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You won't take this drink with me, then fuck you?
That's never happened to me. Does that happen to you?
No, I've seen it.
No.
Dun dun dun!
You remember every single interaction in a bar late night that we've been around.
All right, Des Moines then was the big family show. You had a ton of family come out. That was dope.
Yeah.
Then that was that arcade bar. Yeah, that show, by the way, was also that. Remember what I was saying to last tour that Waterloo. I mean, that was one of the biggest venues. It was like a three level.
Yeah,
over like 3,000.
Yeah,
32.
And then the family, and then going out big, and that I feel like that show was similar, where it was just like the energy was dope. That one in Wisconsin, I remember there was a back to back run where we were like, oh fuck, like these shows are getting crazy.
The Saturday shows are always pretty insane. And then me and Zach beat with my cousin Jason.
Highlight the trip.
Straight up beat the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game.
In how many minutes?
It took us like an hour.
10 minutes?
No, it took us about an hour.
You blacked out.
Time slows down when you're playing.
It took us about an hour and like $16. Like 17.
As a kid, I feel like it was impossible to
be. No, I didn't have $16.
Because you didn't have $16.
Yeah.
Just spend on
that. Was it. You just needed to keep putting dollars in and you could beat the game. Like,
it was amazing.
Great at the game. Yeah. We're just smashing
buttons.
Just
had a bunch of money.
You know, we just had 16 bucks.
Yeah, I actually tapped out halfway through that.
Yeah, like, you totally did.
I'm gonna just go drink over here.
Yeah.
And now you don't get to say that you beat the game.
Yeah. Well, you three quarters beat the game, Kyle. You did what we did in elementary school.
I could have been a little farther.
You could have been
I beat the Simpsons game before.
I remember I had to defuse some girls that were like, "Hey, they'd gotten pictures with you in meet and greet," and then I was talking to them afterwards, and then they were like, "Hey, can we get another? They go ask your friend to take a picture with us," and I go, "What?" And she goes, "Go ask him to take a picture." I go, "No, I heard you. I just wanted you to hear how crazy that was again and say it out loud for the second time." And then she goes, "I go, you can go up and do it," and full knowing that like. It wasn't going to happen because there was family around you. It was going to be tough to get to. And I remember, I think she walked up. And what's your aunt's name again?
Aunt Patty.
Yeah, Aunt Patty.
She was a freaking...
And she was a fucking...
She was just
security guard with a capital
I get the night off. That
she
was
put
great.
Me
I'm
in
like,
a headlock.
Patty, get it?
And I remember I watched, and, this chick walks over
she
and was
stabbed
like...
stabbed a man. Aunt Patty's vicious.
And I remember this girl goes over, and I just see Patty turn around and go, no. And I was like...
I saw a couple very cool interactions.
It was great.
With people.
Minnesota, I believe, was next. Yeah.
Yeah. Minneapolis.
Minneapolis was, and then was that? What was that venue? That was the
Pantages.
Yeah, that's right. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Very also, cool. A memorable highlight because Ad's first trip to the Mall of America.
Ooh.
Ba 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 ba. That was the peak for me. I
mean, six shows in.
What a great mall. And it's the Mall of the America.
Yeah.
So if we were to have one mall to compete against other malls around the world, I would say that'd probably be the mall that we would choose.
Yes. It would go to the Olympics.
That'd
the
be a cool competition.
So. Best malls?
Best malls.
What's Dubai's mall?
It just seemed like...
Do they have an Orange Julius?
It just seemed like it was the same mall over and over again. It's like you're walking through your local mall, and then it just doubles and triples. And you're like, oh, there's another... JCPenney. Wow. They have two JCPenney's here.
How many Macy's do you need?
Yeah. That being said, there's so many stores that there's like weird stores. There was like that Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
We're in Minneapolis.
Oh,
it's Viking territory.
Yeah.
Like, why do they?
I still sleep with that Clay Matthews.
Yeah, I got.
That's the best friend gift of all time.
There's a hole in the keister of it now.
Clay Matthews.
That was not there when it was there when I.
Is there a
bed buddy?
Pussy sewn into this? Thing?
Oh, remember when those girls? these women see us.
This
in
is amazing. People are stopping at the mall. Not the mall is chaotic for you, right? It's just because it's all ages. So you're getting every demographic of your fan base. And we come out of the Packer store and Adam's
I'm
like,
holding the Clay Matthews, like my buddy, the like, little plush stuffed doll.
WWE wrestling toy.
And, and this woman who knows me from Modern Family, she came up and said hello earlier. And she's with a group of people. And she's like, what are you going to do with that doll? And I look at her right in the eyes and go, Oh, I'm going to put a hole in it and fuck it.
By the way, doesn't laugh, doesn't smile, turns yeah. around and walks down the escalator and put up his hands like, see ya. The woman's face dropped.
She was not expecting me to say, put a hole in it and fuck it.
Bumper has some demons.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Bad boy.
Oh, the roller coasters are a little too much, I think, at that place. It's like, I mean, we wanted to try to go on a Ninja Turtles ride, but you couldn't. It was like
It was like an hour and a half wait for stuff.
So you just competed in a hula hoop competition, which I don't know you could hula as well as you did. I got to be honest.
I'm a pretty good hula hooper.
I would just go above that and say you're an exceptional hula hooper.
Above average.
I can move them hips. Weirdly, when I was a kid, we had a hula hoop contest at my school that the parents were part of, and my mom was so good at hula hooping. I'm in like second grade, and my mom is just moving her hips and crushing it.
Where, like local gyms?
At school, like at some fucking school bake off or something,
right?
And it's just like an activity.
Bake offs and hula,
the cakewalks going on. In
yeah,
the
exactly. It was exactly like that.
Musical chairs.
I love that. My mom crushed the hula hoop, and I remember seeing like some dads be like, mm-hmm. I remember being like, I didn't quite understand, but I remember,
you thought they were just appreciating
it.
Her skills.
And I remember being like really embarrassed that my mom was good at hula hooping.
Oh no.
And now I'm proud that she's passed me those hip swerving jeans.
Thanks, Penny.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Penny.
Penny's the best. All right, so then we you guys did Kansas and OKC.
Yep.
I skipped out on those.
Those were the best shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So
they were
fun.
The craziest Wednesday, Thursday shows we've ever done.
Yeah.
What was there a difference between those are very those are close Midwest cities. Were they vastly different?
Well, Oklahoma City, it was like dead. It was like weird. The city was like not shit was going on.
You could tell they lost Durant, huh?
No, wasn't John Cougar Mellencamp playing, right?
No, it was John Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
It was John
Bon Jovi.
Concert.
That's a big deal.
John Bon was across downtown, the street, OKC. And so the city was like dead, and we had like a night off there, so we like go to Mickey Mantle's Steakhouse, which was cool.
Yeah,
oh, it was
and
so
then,
good.
And then we were like, let's go out somewhere, but every place was like shutting down, and the only place that didn't shut down was the
Coyote Ugly
Bar.
Amazing.
I did see
place.
Videos of that.
Oh,
and, I saw 19 girls on a bar at one point, I think. Shaking bras or some shit. What was?
Yeah, well, that's
kind
the
of
bra
with the thing.
You make a great DJ. You really explain yourself as done a thing with a thing.
No one was listening.
What's going on? You okay?
You good?
Something's happening.
We'll have Chuck get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
We get him on the phone
call,
here
we
in
gotta
10 minutes.
Charlie.
We are 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes. But anyway, so it was like completely dead, and then a John Bon Jovi concert let out, and the place was packed immediately, like with just 55-year-old women gyrating.
Yeah.
And it became like the
just
funniest
drunk
place.
Drunk, too.
And this one woman starts sucking a bottle like it's a dick.
Well, they had a blowjob competition
on the bar.
What?
So they had, women, get up here. I'm going to blowjob this bottle, pick it up, and drink it. But she didn't hear the pick it up and drink it part.
Yeah.
So there's one woman just full on.
Just housing this bottle.
Yeah, like a pro. Oh, and yeah. I was like, I just don't know how to feel right now. It's very weird.
You made eye contact with her.
My dick was hard.
Yeah.
I know how to feel.
I had multiple orgasms.
That's somebody's mom. So, all right. So then.
That's somebody's mom.
And then we go to Aspen, the nightclub. That was great. Shows were crazy. Neelan was there hanging out, which was dope.
That was cool.
The snow was just, I mean, it was just a cool, like, resort town. Like, you get why people live in fucking Aspen. It's gorgeous.
I didn't realize how bougie Aspen was. I mean, I guess I should have, but I'm like, it was rich as fuck.
It really was
so rich. Like, you walk down the street and there's like a
there were two Rocky
Prada
Mountain chocolate
store.
Factories. Yeah.
Paved
yeah.
with gold.
And I like how I say Prada and you say Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Yeah, there
That's
was
so
much wealth there. Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. There was a Jamba Juice. I think I saw a Chipotle on the way in.
The second show, though, that was by far the, at least for me, the most fucked up show of the tour as far as drunk.
No, yeah, the crowd was control. Fucking. It was the.
It made me so appreciative that your fans weren't all like that. That wasn't what it was like. You know what I'm saying? Like, your fans are so dope, but it's like that show, it was just late. You could tell it was like, oh, those were the ones, the kids that were coming out being like, we've been drinking since 3, yeah, and now it's 10:30. And guess what? We're still coming.
Yeah, it was awesome, but like
that Taming the Beast.
That girl passed out in like the third row.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What did you say to her? She fuck, yeah, she didn't they?
Oh, I was going in, and I'm like, maybe she's not the one, bro. Yeah. He was getting mad. Yeah, he was bummed.
He didn't like that.
No, he was bummed on me.
I fucking love her. Heather! Have my baby. Then we went to Salt Lake City, which was dope. We went to the Bluegrass bar after, which was dope. Earth, what was there? Walshy, what was the name of the song that we kept singing? Birds of America?
Oh. What?
It was, Birds of America!
It was called Birds of America.
Yeah, it was a bluegrass band called like...
Railroad...
Earth.
Railroad Earth.
Wow.
Sunshine... No, yeah.
No, Railroad Earth, yeah.
It's like 19 people. They made an impact. Band, too.
We went to that show, and immediately Railroad Earth started following me, and I got hit up by like... Someone
you
want to
come on the road with
band.
Us, man?
They're like, we know we didn't
Marina
know
Lambert's
such a
driver.
Huge bluegrass fan, and I'm not. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
Damn.
No, I didn't like it at all.
Adam Ray bought the album the next day.
Yeah. All 17 of them. And guess what? They're all the same.
Yeah.
Each song's 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm just not a big jazz, like, not jazz band, but jam band.
Yeah.
Type guy. It's just, it's all the same song over and over and over.
Yeah. What I loved about that show is that you, more often than not, close your set with the, if you had no arms, would you wave like this joke? And you tell a story about doing that joke and meeting a guy doing that. And then I go out to the lobby and I'm talking to some peeps, and there's a group, and they go, hey, we're going in for the meet and greet. And do you mind like having us helping us surprise Adam? And I'm like, with what? And then they show me a dude in their party with no arms.
With no arms.
With no arms.
This guy held his phone with his foot. He's like, hey, mind taking a photo?
Impressive.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And drove with his other foot.
Like,
yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
he didn't drive, very cool. Really?
Well, no, his little...
I think he meant a car. I'm like, hey,
no.
He drove a car, man.
Your face was priceless when you saw that. Yeah, it was great. You were just like, he was like, what's up, man? He goes, you want to say that no arm joke again? And you were like, oh shit.
I mean, what are the odds?
I mean,
right?
You probably could have taken him. You could have beat him up easy.
I don't know.
Pincha?
I don't know. His feet look
pretty with them strong ass toes.
Then you guys went to Boise. What was that like? I missed that one.
Boise was awesome.
Yeah,
Boise,
city was so fun.
Egyptian theater.
Everyone's super nice too.
It was Mardi Gras too. So it was a college town.
Yeah.
And weirdly, there was a
big city. No.
No, Boise. It's a decent sized city. Yeah. But it's a college town for sure. And there was a full on stadium in our hotel. I'm downstairs going to get a coffee, and there's a full-on ice rink.
There's a hockey game going on.
Hockey.
A junior league.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Next door.
Not even next door, like in the lobby of the hotel. Yeah, like, I'm looking for little convenience store is to, like, get a coffee, and I just turn the corner, and there's a full-on ice rink in our hotel. Very weird. And then we played the Egyptian Theater, which was... We had Brent Morin open up the shows that you weren't there, and Austin did Oklahoma City and Kansas. And we did the Egyptian, and it was cool because it's like it was this old movie theater, but they decked it out with like cool Egyptian artifacts. So you had to talk about that for like 20 minutes.
I feel like
anyone that's ever performed on that stage has to talk about that.
Well, remember the owner too, Destiny?
Oh yeah,
Destiny.
What?
Yeah, her name was Destiny. Awesome. Maybe like 5'5", front tooth, solid gold.
Yeah,
and she was amazing. She was the nicest lady ever. Awesome. He's looking at him like, "Ooh, you're gonna be rough." And she's like, "Hi, I'm Destiny." I'm like, "Oh, good to meet you, Destiny."
So the gold tooth didn't match the persona, or
not
it did?
At all. No,
I actually
it was just
usually love people with gold teeth.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a gold tooth for my girlfriend.
Aww.
Yeah. Instead of a nice necklace.
A clip.
I'm filling my gap with one.
Just a case.
I'll get that Kickstarter going.
I'll do it.
Get you a gold tooth.
Fuck.
That'd be
so
fucking
awesome.
Amazing.
I think we should all get grills for the next tour.
That'd be pretty
tough. Just full on
You guys, they did get tattoos. Well,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I'll get a Snap-on grill. Snap-on grill.
For sure.
Yeah.
Then Spokane. Spokane, how was that? You guys did...
Oh, Spokompton?
Oh, dude. Fuck. Have you ever been to that
city? Yes, I've done that theater.
Oh, really? You did the Vic? Yeah. It was the Vic, right? No,
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, we walked to Chili's and we're like, this is the scariest place I've ever been.
Crackhead Row. So many crackheads.
Just people
in that
nodding
town.
Out.
It was gnarly. It was like, oh, obviously meth has like truly attacked this city.
Yeah.
There's some cities you go to where they're like, meth, there's a lot of meth here. Like in Utah, they're like, there's meth heads everywhere. Really? And you're like, I don't know, I didn't really, maybe you got to go to Meth Avenue. But like Spokane, you're like, no, no, it's legitimately, even in the nice parts, you're like, there's a Chili's.
Chili's was good, by the way.
And then, but like the guys who work at Chili's also are like, "Yo, man, you can get the Bloomin' Onion or the meth in my pocket." You know what I'm saying? So that's like,
save that money, buy some meth.
But the show, how was the show though? Onion,
which is what I call your brain when you're doing meth.
How was the show though?
It was good.
It was awesome. Yeah. The crowd was, they were crowd awesome. And I opened up with like, "Hey, really cool town." A lot of meth heads or a lot of crackheads, and they're like,
it went nuts. Yeah.
They're like,
at least they own it. That's kind of cool. And you guys ran into Bert Kreischer, right?
Went to hit another arcade bar.
Arcade bar,
we hit a lot of arcade bars.
Yeah.
They're
pretty
the best.
Cool, yeah. Get drunk and play video games.
It's great.
All right, then Oregon, we did Eugene. That was fun.
Yep.
I don't remember that at all.
Me neither.
Well, that was like towards like we're all starting to get a little bit better then.
Legitimately thought it was fun though.
Yeah, it was.
What did we do?
We went and got pizza at that one place at I don't remember what it's called right now.
Oh,
Sizzle Pie.
Sizzle Pie.
That might have been a straight up bus hang.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It was a bus hang.
Yeah. Then San Fran was maybe one of the craziest shows of the whole tour.
Yeah, that was a
Masonic
show.
A venue that, I mean, like
2,200
Sting just played. I mean, it's like fucking epic.
Yeah.
20-some hundred.
It's
gorgeous.
Gorgeous, beautiful. Like packed. It was so much fun. Like the fans were just insane. Like standing ovation walking on stage, standing ovation walking off. It was really, really.
And that
crazy.
Was just me. Yeah. And then when you got on, they went nuts.
They left. They got so excited they got in their cars and drove home.
That's a great comedy city too.
I haven't spent a ton of time in the Bay Area, but I always like people up there, like the people that I meet, and they came out and showed so much support. It was really, really cool. That was the one city on tour that like I didn't know, like. You know, a lot of the other times they're like, that's a little college town. I'm like, it's a bigger city. Yep. Who knows? And then they came out in full.
That place is special worthy, I feel like, for you. Like, that's that venue in that city. Like, they fucking, like, there was, you were riffing on stuff that I just hadn't heard because they were just giving, they were on board so hard.
Yeah.
And that makes you just want to, you know,
dig a little deeper.
Yeah. And then we took a nice little drive and got back to L.A.
Oh, that was maybe. Well, we partied that night with my sister and
her
friends.
That's right. It came out.
Yeah, you got.
I got.
Lesbos
ride. Lesbos ride. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lesbos. I might have that audio.
I was so drunk that I don't remember getting on the bus. I don't remember singing this song. And we have this video of everyone singing, "Last Bus Ride, you hear?" And it pans over to me, and I'm like, you catch me half sleeping, and then I wake up, and I join the song. I'm like, "Last Bus Ride." And then he pans off me and pans back onto me within 3 seconds, and I'm fully asleep.
Well, that was the part of the tour, those last four cities we had to drunkenly pack after we went to the bars because we drove overnight.
Yeah.
And I remember I was texting with Chloe because I was like, you got Adam? And she was like, we're close, but every time I tell him we need to go downstairs, he tells me I'm mean. And I got like, he just wasn't being cooperative. So when she got you down, I was like, yes, he's on. And then it proceeded
to
turn
being mean. No, I want to sleep.
You're like,
yeah, you were on the floor at one point. Up. But then you came out. What was the song we were singing? We were like Cool Dad or something? Because you would come out and you were
like, "You're my halftime dad.
Halftime dad. You're my halftime dad." Because you would come out and grab a piece of pizza then disappear for an hour.
Like,
and
come out and just take it off my plate and just like eat it and stare at me.
You're my halftime dad.
You're my halftime dad. I want my halftime dad. And then you would eat a piece of pizza and you would dance and fucking be like, yeah, I'm still cool. And then you would go back to the back and sleep for another hour. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I woke up with the worst heartburn of my life because I ate 9 slices of pizza. I ate
like you're eating jerky, cookies, yeah, anything that was there. You were just eating.
Yeah,
everything.
I just ate everything. I was a full on garbage can, and I felt like such shit. And then I was like, oh. And I woke up in the morning, and my girlfriend Chloe was with us for part of the tour, and I was like, why do I feel like garbage? And like, I'm not even hungry for breakfast. Usually, I'm starving right now. She's like, it's because you ate everything last night. You're a human Hoover. You were just going for it. Just sucking it down.
And then that got us, and we took that bus ride and slept. Got to L.A. for the World Tour. I got to go home and rest for a little bit. And that was a great end of the tour. That venue, I mean, we were talking about on the way over. It's like we've seen so many shows there and just like driven by it so many times, like living here. And it was like pretty epic to then, and that one was packed. And you guys opened up, which was unbelievable.
Yep. Fade up, fade out, bye-bye.
Yeah, that was that the first live show
No, they've done some live shows.
I mean, it was definitely the biggest crowd. We played Festival Supreme that we opened up Shrine last year in October.
That was a blast, yeah?
Yeah, that was great, too. But, yeah, Kyle, Nuachek, and all his homies from the Bay Area and myself are in a band, and it was so much fun to play for you.
People responded really well to that.
It was awesome.
It was really cool.
The show was great. I called a girl a cunt. She got kicked out. it's probably the biggest ovation I got on the tour. It felt great.
Only person who had to kick out.
Yeah.
In the
yeah.
last two tours.
Yeah.
You guys are pretty good at handling the crowd.
I think so.
Well, like, yeah. Well, she just wouldn't shut up. She was wild. Yeah. It was like.
That was weird.
I missed that. Really?
Yeah. She just started screaming at Adam.
I was dogging on country music, and then she was like, you don't fucking know. And I was like, I'm sorry. And like, look, you know, I do a lot of crowd work, but it's like, you also know, like, yo, you can ignore some stuff. And like, if you ignore the drunk bullshit, like, then it'll, but sometimes you feel responsibility. I'm like, all right, I want to handle this so that, and shut her down so that she's not doing it for when Adam gets up. But she was just like screaming, and it was like, oh, there's no end in sight. And then, you know, I went with the C-bomb, and that, you know, that brought the house down. Yeah. I think I said, like, oh, I'm sorry, did the poster say Adam Devine featuring Drunk Cunt in the third row? I can't remember. I need to check the poster again. And then, like, you know,
that would have been a good opening act, though.
That party, you rented out, what was the place we went to afterwards?
Break Room 88.
Yeah. So cool. Michael Jackson impersonator. Fucking drinks for
out
days.
Out of left field, too. Yeah. What the fuck, yeah, MJ?
Yeah, dude. And a pretty good one.
It just was really up on the bar dancing.
He looked like he also dancing. Could play like power forward for the Sixers, but he also, like, I was like, is that fucking, you know, a power forward? And so, I don't know about the Sixers. And then we went to the back and karaoke'd. And that was a lot of fun, A, because it was great, and I know you don't usually like karaoke, and I love it, but you were participating.
Whoa, that's you. A little bit.
What is that? What is that?
This is us in the karaoke room.
Who did I call dumb bitch?
I don't know, I thought that was a song. you know what it could have been? You could have been ranting about, and this is a good segue, the girl who was trying to steal your shit.
Oh, yeah, some dumb bitch.
Yes.
That's probably who I was talking to.
1,000%.
She followed us back into the room, and then Chloe was like, why is that girl wearing your jacket? And I look, and I'm like, she is wearing my jacket. And I'm like, I don't know. And then she's like, she's going through my stuff. Like, her jacket was laying on, and she was like taking stuff out of Chloe's pockets, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And she goes, oh, and she just takes off the jacket and sits it down and then sits down, and I'm like, what the fuck just happened? She like had the balls to stay in the room with us after she was trying
nobody
to
questioned yeah, that she shouldn't be there.
And then a second ago, like a minute goes by, and I'm like, excuse me, do you know anyone here? And she was kind of like being quiet and weird. I'm like, hey, everybody quiet, does anyone know this girl? And then everyone's like, no. And I'm like, I think you got to get the fuck out of here. And she gets up and she leaves. And then, like, 5 minutes later, Isaac's like, Wendy's cell phone was missing. His coat was missing.
Yeah.
She's
and the
smooth.
The security guard found all that shit. They like, caught her leaving with all these jackets and cell phones and... What and everybody got their stuff.
I bet they would have stopped her even if they hadn't called down, right? Like, if you're walking out with 9 coats and 6 cell phones,
someone's like, hey,
you bringing that to everybody at the bar across the street, or are you taking it? Because it's not yours. All right. Well, That was.
I'm glad we didn't get robbed at the very end.
That would have been a shitty way to end it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Instead it was
and,
phenomenal.
And Isaac, our manager, me and Adam Ray, the same manager, poured a beer on your head.
That was that brought us together. It could have pushed us apart, but it brought us together. It was during a Blink song, and you were singing your heart out. And Isaac was so fucking happy.
Oh, Isaac and he was wanted me to sing Blink-182 so bad. I'm like, I don't really want to sing any karaoke. He's like, they got Blink. He's like, bro, they got Blink. Like, you're going to shred this. I don't even know if I want to sing, you know. And I don't really love karaoke. And he's like, you're going to rip it, bro. And I'm like, okay. And then I sang it. And he was like a proud dad of his son, like singing his punk rock music.
Yeah, so proud that he wanted to pour a beer on his other son's head.
Yeah,
and then he poured it. As soon as he did it, he goes, "Oh shit!" And then just hugged me. I thought he was gonna headbutt me,
which would have been cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Isaac was on a good one. He took a $250 Uber ride
back to Orange County.
He took a $250 Uber ride there, and then a $250 Uber ride back home. It was a $500 round trip.
That's a good night.
Yeah,
that's a great night, actually. Like,
yeah, you know, fucked up.
Well, amazing tour. Let's. Can we call Charlie real quick?
Yeah, call him.
Yeah,
you want to call him, Zachy?
I can do that.
Wild man. Oh, we didn't even go there. So
yeah,
we were at the Subway, I think. We got off. We were getting gas. And I walked in, and I was like, hey, Charlie, is Adam in there? Because he was in the bathroom. He goes, oh, yeah, a little freak. Yeah, he's in there. I was like, wait, what? Yeah, a little freak. He's in there. I was like, wait, do you have nicknames for us? He's like, yeah, there's a little freak. That's Adam. I'm like, wait, what? Little freak. What? And I go, oh, well, what? Everyone's got nicknames? What's his? And Zach's walking up. He goes, oh, that's Wild Man. Right there, Wild Man. Holy shit.
What did he say yours was?
Shit. Later on, he called me Prometheus, which I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember how. We were drunk when he like finally gave me a name, and all I remember was saying, I don't believe you, pointing at my tattoo, saying, I regret this already. And then I shut the door.
We're going to need to ask him what my nickname is. I don't know if he gave me one. Maybe my nickname is Don't Call
shithead.
Me Chuck.
Yeah,
shithead.
Yeah, shithead.
Like, I'll take it, dude.
You called me Chuck, you fucking shithead.
Oh, him? That's fuck toy. Like, what?
And the song, what was the song we came up with? It was, my name's Charlie, don't call me Chuck. My name is Charlie, you stupid fuck. My name is Charlie, don't call me Chuck.
My name is Charlie.
You stupid
fuck. And then Adam added something
call
like,
call me Chuck, but knock a dick in the dirt. Give me 20 seconds to make your girlfriend hurt.
There it is.
We had a whole couple of verses.
Before Ad comes back, and I don't want to call Charlie until he gets here, but Zach, you stopped. You love pizza.
I do.
More than some of your friends and family.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. When did that love begin?
And ruin your life.
I didn't ruin my life. I'm living. You should try it.
That's a t-shirt, by the way.
I've never lived a day in my life.
I've always loved, like, I can remember. Like, I just always loved pizza. And then I've worked at five different pizza places just, like, to get, you know, free smack, pretty much. It's
so
like
as a
free drug dealer.
You only know a handful of pizza places as a kid. So once you become an adult and you know there's, like, ma and pa stores, your mind
amazing.
Was blown, right?
Yeah. Well, I got my license, too. That was the best part. Like, I can drive.
Your pizza license? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, Jesus
it's hard
Christ.
To get a lot of
there's
money.
An underworld.
It's harder to get than a pilot's license. It's a pizza license. It's very hard.
A lot of money.
Name all the pepperonis. Go.
There's Genoa. There's salami. We got prosciutto. Pepperonis. Fuck, I don't know.
That was pretty good, though.
That was real good.
Thanks, man.
I was impressed.
And you went to the pizza convention, yeah?
I did. Ooh, last Tuesday.
Zachy, why don't you give him a call?
Let's call him up.
Just because I don't have a nickname, so.
Yeah, you're no name.
I'd be like, hey, it's Adam Ray. I go, who? Marina Lambert's friend?
Marina Lambert's friend. Put it up to
you got to hold it up to the mic. Yeah.
Well, it's not even ringing yet. Oh,
there it is.
Charlie driver.
Oh, there.
Hello.
Charlie.
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
Charlie. It's the bus boys, baby.
How much do you miss us?
I dream about you. That's how much I miss you.
Good, because I do too.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not a wet dream, Charlie.
Nightmares. Nightmares.
You brought me to a happy place and right back to a sad place, just like that.
Are you?
Just in an instant.
Yeah, you're good.
Charlie, are you on the road right now?
I am. I'm actually at a freak show. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm actually at WrestleMania.
What?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
God. You live the best life.
Yeah, you live a wild life, Charlie.
It's not a bad gig.
Who you take? You don't need to tell us who, but some hot, sexy beefcakes, much like us?
No, some... not very sexy as you guys. But...
Thank you. Nice.
Yeah. Well played. Charlie, we're doing a recap episode of the whole tour for my podcast. How did our group rank as far as, was it as good as Miranda Lambert's crew?
Man, don't get me to lying. Come on.
Shit. Shit. He's torn. He's torn.
It was good, man. Come on. I thought we had a great time. You guys were awesome. It was a very fun time.
Hell yeah.
Were you weirded out at all that we got your name tattooed on our bodies?
No, dude. You'd be surprised how many times I've told that story. And people would be like, no way. No way people did that. I said, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you send him a picture?
In this world, two dudes, no less, that have my name on
That's awesome.
Charlie, had last question before we let you go. Has anyone almost gotten punched out in the first 10 minutes of a tour like I did when I called you Chuck?
you don't last one to cross that boundary.
It's cool that Adam Ray just has a face that deserves punching.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things I dream about.
I dream about you, too. Charlie, thanks for
picking. Have you tried to get the tattoo taken off yet? Come on, be honest.
No, not yet.
Never.
I'm adding to it.
I'm actually getting a portrait of you done on my butt cheek, too.
Yeah, we're going to.
That's the next tour. Next tour.
Next tour, yeah. And you get.
All right, man. That's an appropriate place, too.
Bye, Charlie. We love you.
Later, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Later,
Charlie. See you, man.
Guys.
See you, player.
Good to hear from you.
You later. Too. I'll text you later.
All right. Thanks, guys. That was the best. Hey, all right. Well, next tour, right?
Yeah.
We're not
next
stopping,
tour.
Right? There's so many cities left to do, and so many. There's a Canadian leg. You doing Disney Magic Camp chopped off a leg. So there's a bunch of big cities that are still
there's
yet
a whole
to be.
Southern portion.
Yeah, I had to cancel
Atlanta,
the first
Miami.
Half of the tour basically because I did this Disney movie and the shooting schedule I couldn't make it work, so I had to cancel all these shows, which I was bummed about. But it just means that we get to do a fucking awesome leg of the tour.
Oh,
it was like Vegas,
Phoenix.
There were some Texas cities,
Dallas,
yeah,
Austin,
Dallas,
Houston.
New Orleans,
Atlanta,
Miami. Oh my God.
We would have had a day off in the South.
Yeah, we would have died. I mean, thank God you did that movie.
Yeah.
You can fade out on that.
Yeah.
So, that's the show.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more.
I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.